generator next to a roadside tent churns throughout the day in a busy part of Dakar amid this year's recurrent power outages. The generator powers up laptops, printers, and the internet for passersby waiting in line to apply for the U.S. Green Card Lottery. Togolese national Magloire Assi explains how his business is run.
When someone comes, we make them fill a form, and we take a digital photograph that we put in a specific format. We have a software here that does all that very fast. And if everything is correct, automatically we have a confirmation that the application is received.
Business is brisk. The tent is open 7 days a week, teeming with dozens of people waiting in line morning to night. The cost to get this help to apply is about $6, equivalent to a week's wage for many Senegalese. But Assi says his service is very valuable.
We saw that this, you know, can be a hope for them. You know, at least they know there is something legal and easy that they can do to immigrate. And that's why we want to bring this to them.
Mamoudou Kamara already has family in the United States. He has already applied and now he is helping his wife do the same.
Why I'm here? My wife needs to play the lottery. I'm an engineer, no, I'm a civil engineer. It's not my objective to go and stay definitely in the United States. But if I get approved, I'll be there to see if possible I can stay there.
Another applicant, Fatou Njai, says she is trying the lottery for her children.
Bon, je joue à la loterie parce que il y a le grand frère de mon mari qui vit déjà aux États-Unis.
She says if ever her children go to university in the United States, their diplomas would be so much better than elsewhere, and they could choose where they want to live. Other women tell stories of their brothers and cousins getting a green card and immediately enlisting into the U.S. Army. Some were sent to Iraq. They say it is dangerous initially, but that if they survive the war, then they can get an assisted education afterward and a better life. Adama Kane is a grandmother in her 50s. She also hopes to go to the United States, even though she says if she does, she knows there will be culture shock and hard work ahead. Some applicants say they have applied many times before. They say even if they win the lottery, it is no guarantee they will go because of the stringent screening process that blocks many lottery winners at the U.S. Embassy in Dakar. But they say they will try and try again, even if it costs time and money and creates many disappointments. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.
望网英语网站,欢迎您的光临,请记住我们的网址是www.english.com